is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And for a while now, there has been a lot of charged language, we'll call it, but really it's sexist language going on at the state capitol, particularly with how lawmakers, some members of the GOP, refer to our governor, a female governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And this is something that seems to have really ramped up recently. The one example that I keep coming back to is a lawmaker who, during a speech, said that the governor was emasculating him and others. Jake, what is something that's really stuck out to you as we've been listening sort of over and over to these incidents happening?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just a noticeable pattern that happens over and over, and it's been going on ever since Gretchen Whitmer became governor, but it's definitely seemed like it's become more prevalent recently, and especially in her response to the COVID pandemic. And so we really wanted to bring in someone who's been watching this, who's been at the Capitol. Lauren Gibbons is a political reporter with MLive. Lauren, welcome back to Mishmash.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Lauren, you had an interesting article recently about how this use of language has an impact on voters. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so I recently interviewed the executive director of the Barbary Family Foundation, which focuses a lot on, you know, women in politics and researches how sexism is perceived by voters. And it was actually really interesting because they found a majority of likely voters are, you know, starting to believe that it's important for candidates and elected officials who face sexist incidents to speak out about them. And in Michigan, that's particularly interesting because, like most of the country, we've started to see more women getting elected. But in Michigan, we saw the governor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general, all three statewide positions at the same time were filled by women. And so the conversations that are happening now about sexism are kind of taking center stage in Michigan because we have seen so many women rise to these very high profile positions.
And Lauren, talk about why average people who aren't at the Capitol, who maybe don't pay so much attention, why does this matter to them? I mean, how does this affect the very policies that are being debated at the state capitol? You know, if someone, again, isn't in the middle of this, why should they be paying attention to this?
You know, I think the basic thing to be paying attention to is that these conversations are distracting from very important policy discussions. I think that everyone would prefer to be hearing about, you know, what's happening with the state budget or what is going on at so many different arenas, the pandemic response. There's a lot to be discussed. There's a lot to be debated over what is the appropriate path moving forward. And in a lot of these situations, if this language is used, if it's being perceived as sexist, it's distracting from the conversation that lawmakers were trying to have in the first place.
Lauren Gibbons is a political reporter with MLive. Thank you so much for joining us here on Mishmash.
Hey, thanks again for having me.